Break Barrier, Mopes, fucking
like our Middlewire and shit, like those ways.
Yeah.
West is where we started.
Hey,
who's got the boat?
I got a boat. He got a boat.
And I'm on the Chippins.
Yeah.
The Chippins. That's the
one of those ones.
Few of us have got boats though.
Yeah.
Which is pretty mean because sometimes we can tee it up where like we're going to five boat convoy to Great Barrier and the fucking five of us next to each other, you know, cruising out together. Mm. It's mean, bro. Yeah.
Oh, that time's coming though, eh?
Mm. It's getting there, bro.
And you feel better when you're going with a bunch of crew because, you know, if someone breaks down, you're able to, you know, help the bro out, whatever. Hard, or run out of gas, you know. Or, you know, one of those ones.
After you're done what you're doing. All tie off together in the middle of the day, big feed, bro.
Bro, I see it actually.
We gotta get used to this, eh? I actually see that heaps, eh? Like after you guys do your day out, eh? You guys all get back to wherever you guys go, fill out your fish, or you know, you fill it on the boat, and then you just have a munch
like
after
a debrief, and then you know, have a few beers and a few wets. And
when you say debrief, just like on how bad the day, like how good the day was,
how
you know
good
know?
Or how bad, and
hear each other's stories,
it's mostly the fuck ups, and we just take the piss out of whoever, and then you know. With our crew, it's like, you know, I think it kind of makes us stronger when we take the piss out of each other. Because if you go out in the open or something and someone was to say something, I think it kind of makes it less harder. If someone was to say, oh, you're a dickhead, you really hear that a lot from your bros, you know?
Exactly, man.
In that sense of things, I think it's good.
But no, it's like one of the meanest parts about the day, aside from, like, you know, you go out there, you do your mission, but then, like, it's mean to come back and just hear about how the bros have got on, or like, you know, something out the gate always happens amongst
else's days,
you
know?
So that's me.
I was talking to your brother actually, you know, your younger one.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, like, because I asked him, I said, there's so many of you, by the way, so boy, everyone that's watching this, these are the chum boys. I said it right, eh? Chum.
Yep.
Yeah. Chum, just three of however many there are, because there's heaps,
three of us.
How many are you? Are they all together?
10, 20.
There's more. Hey.
30.
It'll be in the 30s or 40s.
Real.
Yeah.
And then there's distant, you know. Cause we like to bring on everyone. It's not just say if, so say if you were to buy a t-shirt and you are with all the type of stuff we're about, you pretty much become a chum yourself.
Yeah,
you know
you're part
mean?
Of the, you
it's
join.
Just that, it's just that way of living, you know.
Yeah.
That lifestyle.
Just bring everyone on board, eh?
Yeah. Mm. It's not like if they, you know, they're just a nobody if they buy a t-shirt and they kind of just watch us, I think.
They become a part of it.
They become a part of it.
Yeah. Bro, that's mean, bro. And it gives you guys all something to do as well, you know, in the weekends or even during the week, eh? Because I've seen some of your guys' missions, you know, all around the place and stuff like that, man. It just seems like, bro, it's just
good times,
eh? Probably
want to keep down on the quiet because we kind of pull sickies now and then from
me.
So
might get out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Boss, we still want to try to keep those jobs.
So just weekends, bro.
Yeah. Just weekends. And long weekends. Nah, it's mean though, and it's good to see. And I was like I say, so I was going back to, you know, talking to your younger brother, and I was asking him because there's so many of you. Like, how do you guys all, like, you know, get into like the fishing? You like who pays for boats? Who pays? You know, and he was saying that obviously the stuff that you get from, you know, people buying your guys' merchandise and everything. You guys all chip in together and stuff, and basically, you know, everyone kind of owns everything in a way.
Pretty much. Everyone has their own little. I guess 5 cents to chuck in and kind of like that, whatever. But when it did start off, we kind of made it as a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, we made a few t-shirts, whatever, for our own little kind of fishing comps and like piss ups, whatever. And then we kind of made an Instagram page and the bro designed a proper logo. We had a logo before this, but it wasn't really fitting.
Yeah.
And then so the bro came up with his own little logo and stuff. And
you mean fitting as in, like, with what you guys were doing?
Yeah. It was like the logo was too busy, and then we changed it up, I think. What year was that?
Ooh.
At least.
2018?
Yeah, three, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think we've been going maybe? For 3 years.
Officially.
But it was, like, a thing in the works for four.
For ages.
Yeah. For ages.
Yeah. Well, even before that, you know. Yeah, it was always something that he wanted to do. Yeah.
Like, I remember even, like, when I was 15, but when we were at Belinda's, you would have been like my age now, probably early 20s.
Yeah,
you're telling me about it.
Yeah.
That was probably like, going on 8 years ago now.
And your voice
was
like a squeaky rat.
Just a little squeaker.
Yeah. All I heard was squeak, squeak, squeak. Yeah.
Nah, shucks. Oh.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, what is Chums and where is it from, bro?
What is Chums and where is it from, bro? Got you, brother.
Yeah. That's the one, my bro.
We actually are going to have
to
keep doing
this. It's not Back to Yourself podcast. I've got your back.
Yeah. I got your back.
That's what I like. So it started with a group of us boys from Riverhead, and when we were going to primary, Riverhead Primary, and we were kind of mischief and like kind of not breaking the law, or maybe a little bit, but almost like just
a
being a little bit mischief and stuff. And then these other parents that would tell their kids not to hang out with us, they would say, don't go hang out with those chums. And then so...
There it is.
And then we hated it. When we first heard the word, I hated it.
Well, because it's like, you don't want to be branded
with chums. I was like, what the fuck's a chum? It was like, I thought it was a bum. I thought it was a bum, you know, and I still say we're bums. But, you know, that was then when they would say, oh, you know, we're not allowed to hang out with yous because you guys are the chums or whatever. And then for first few years, we're like, no, what the fuck? We're not chums. You know, kind of piss off in a good way. And then as years went on, the kind of name stuck.
Yeah, we owned it.
We just owned it.
Okay, we'll be chums then. If you want us to be chums, we'll be chums. And now it's, you know.
Now everybody's wearing the chums.
Yeah.
But now we've made something out, you know, out of
it. Yeah, made something out of it where we honestly didn't even think it would make it this far as it is now. We're just kind of riding the wave as it is.
It was even like going, like, Saturday morning, we all went fishing, and I was literally at the gas station, 4 a.m., filling up, and there's like three different people, like different. Like on a good day, you see all the boats get at the gassy in the morning, you know. See three different people wearing chums hoodies, chums clothing, and that. It's pretty cool to see stuff like that, you know? Yeah, and it's all good. Give the brothers a handshake and fuck, have a mean day, boys, you know?
Yeah.
It's all love. But it's wicked to see, you know? For sure, yeah.
Has it always been fishing for you guys?
Piss drinking.
Yeah.
Just a good time, really.
Hunting, diving.
I think that's the most of what people see is the hunting and fishing, but it's a... We've got heaps of stuff in the works, at the moment.
So you're trying to expand?
Yeah, trying to showcase something else that we get up to, not just hunting and fishing.
Mm. That's mean, bro.
That's the like core. That's what people see, but there's a lot of stuff that we do get up to that we don't sort of show, and that's what we... I think to keep you relevant in the market, you have to keep thinking, I've got to do something else. You know, I've got to keep on top of it.
It's actually funny how you said before though, bro. Like, you never thought about this going where it is today. Do you know what I mean? With people calling you chums to all of a sudden you guys taking it on, doing for shits and gigs, and all of a sudden now it's funny because a lot of businesses actually end up coming through the scene because of that.
From the same similar roots,
bro. It just comes out of nowhere.
I think it's because it's raw,
cliche.
Bro.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's raw. It's real.
And that's why I crack up heaps, bro, because when I see this fella posting up on his story, because I mean, I see it on yours too.
Yeah.
And you guys are just chucking up chum stickers all on these areas. And I was like, shit. But so they actually got their own stickers and everything. Yeah. I'm just like, man, I just seen it everywhere now, Yeah. So, like you're saying.
That's probably been one of our biggest selling points, bro. Marketing points. was the stickers because, if someone puts it on a car, that car's going to go everywhere, bro. Yeah. That's on the back of a
sign that someone sees it, or
every car sees
it. That's more valuable to us than probably, selling a t-shirt because it's getting out there.
It almost sounds like you fellas are learning as you're going, but you're realizing what works and what doesn't work and stuff, eh?
Yeah.
But it almost sounds like you guys didn't even start it off to be a business in the first place.
No, it never was.
And it was just like us and what we do,
That's what it's all about. It's about obviously having fun. While you fellas are doing it.
Totally.
And then it goes further and you're just stoked.
And you don't even have to try and sort of like put something out there that people want
because it's what we do.
We can capture it. All it takes is for us to get a phone out and just capture it on and put it on social media.
It's like what we do and how we are,
Yeah.
There's some things that you won't see. And we won't post, but that's just for us to see. Because you enjoy those, A photo's cool and a video's cool to show people, but for yourself to see some of the stuff that we've seen out on the water and out hanging, it's pretty wicked.
Yeah. So what's the best thing about fishing in your opinion?
Oh, probably, bro.
Getting a bite?
That's all just like the plus.
Yeah, right.
Bro, probably my favourite part is the, probably just the clarity of being out on the water, bro. As soon as you leave the boat ramp, we leave all our troubles there.
If you're having a bad week, if you're having a shit day,
as soon as you leave that boat ramp, bro, it stays there, and you can just boom, your mind's
your attention's on fishing, out on the water.
That's it. Like, it's like a big part, I reckon. Like, a lot of people get detached from that growing up, especially this day and age. Like, whether it's fishing, diving, hunting, even like tramping, stuff like that, where you're surrounded by like raw nature and wildlife. Like, I took Nobby out last Monday, where we seen whales, dolphins, like bust ups on the surface. Like, and that stuff, people.
I've seen it on your story,
I was saying to him, like, sometimes like people don't even what we just seen in 4 hours, people don't see that their whole life, you know. Yep. And it like brings you back to like, I don't know, like
grateful, just being
it's like peaceful.
Grateful, grateful, grateful.
You know what I mean? It's like peaceful. It's almost meditative, like it's almost like real meditative, like it's real peaceful, yeah. Real nice, like
yeah.
Like you say, like the Jordan said, like fucking any shit going on, you leave all that bullshit at the boat ramp and you're you're just in the moment, you know?
Mm. But in saying that, it is also a good place to talk about stuff as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just see the fishing stuff, you know? And like, for us, that is the biggest part, is being, you know, out there with our mates, just having a good time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Catch a few fish there. Feed the whānau.
Yeah, yeah. Not just a few, but far out. For what I see, heaps. Jeez. Yeah. Plus the sea fish and all, or, you know, what is it? The seafood, crayfish, bro.
Young kinners.
Yeah, man, kinners like and all that, bro. Yeah, man. Like, oh.
You know, you kind of look a bit Māori, or you kind of look like a Reuben Wiki.
Nah, I am, though. I'm half Māori.
Who plays indoor nipple.
Nah, more of a Puriwepu.
Oh! I don't know about that,
one that gets bumped off. Oh. Bro, but you know, that's what I mean. Like, that's why it's cool, man. Like, for you fellas to jump on and share all the say, because like a lot of people out there love fishing and hunting, bro. Like heaps, you know. Yeah. Like, man, it's
got
real
a good country
big.
For it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you know what I mean? And bro, but the cool thing about it is you fellas are taking a little bit of a different route with it. You know, like I just like the fact that it's the boys getting together. I mean, and the girls. You know, obviously there'll be women involved as well. But
just having a bit of a sausage fest. But yeah. This fella's touching my leg now. I'm gonna get fucked off with it. Keep your knee over there, bro. Fuck.
Hey, it's all good these days, brother. Come on now. All right.
Nah, I can't be saying that, bro.
2021.
Shit.
Kotahi tātou, bro. Yeah.
You're a disgrace.
Touch my leg.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sweaty fist.
Yeah. Kotahi tanga, all right. Yeah, that's what I was, you know, going back on it, eh? It's like, that's what it's all about, man. It's like just boys getting together, getting out, having a laugh, creating memories and stuff like that, man. Like, and that's what you fellas are creating there, which is mean, you know, which is real cool. So, hats off to you fellas for doing that stuff, man, because,
Cheers, bro.
I'd love to see where it goes, man, because, what is next? What is next for Chums and stuff like that, bro? Like, have you guys even thought about what the next 5-10 years is going to do, or are you guys just taking it day
always,
by day?
Like, this is something that we always said. We were like, you know, this could just, you know, it could be over and done with by tomorrow, and we'd be stoked that it came this far. But now we're just like, well, it is where it is now. Let's go further.
Let's
you know,
further.
Let's take it somewhere. You know,
being approached by, you know, different outlet stores and stuff like that is pretty cool, and that's kind of opened our mind a bit to be able to kind of go further. Because before it was like you said, it was like, oh, if it finished today, I was stoked how it was. It's all good. Memories mean. But now we're being approached by different, like, outlet stores, no naming anyone, but that kind of opened my mind a bit. It was like, shit, maybe
we could turn this into something, you know?
Into a living, we could live off. To be honest, bro, I'm a builder, and I'm fucking over that shit, man. Straight up. Who likes being digging holes and sweating out in the middle of the day? And you
hey,
do
don't
that
say that I'm the new apprentice. Don't say that I'm the new apprentice.
You're in for the long run, kid. Damn it.
Nah, but I guess the best thing about that is that even if it does, I wouldn't say flop, but even if it does sort of
die out
or something,
flop. Yeah.
You've got nothing to lose because you've always got fishing, you know. Yeah, and that's the whole purpose of
exactly,
of
bro.
The
exactly.
Movement,
we expected nothing from it from the start, so why do any more?
We're not sitting
here being like we want to get to this amount of money in the chums, but it's just like we do what we do and we've been, you know what I mean? Like it's all just a bonus. Like
I think people see that, they can see that, and that's why they relate to it.
It seems to me like you guys don't even have to try, you know what I mean? You guys just do your fishing thing and then just
but
people see that, you know what I mean?
That's what, like, if you do that in anything, if you just be yourself, you know, and you just...
Mate, 2-1.
No, but, you know, straight up, that's... A lot of people, you know, try to put on persona or whatever, but if it's not you, then it's never going to work.
Yeah, hard.
Authenticity.
Finish
the sentences
for
you,
bro. Yeah, we got you. We're all dyslexic too, brother.
Yeah, don't finish that run off, my brother.
Damn it.
Half a run, and that's enough for you, my brother.
I do want to ask, boys. You know, you were talking about, you know, how it clears the mind and stuff, you know, before, and like, you know, it gives you guys the opportunity to open up and stuff, eh? And, you know, obviously in the last, you know, month and a half, bro, you know, something tough had come, you know, you guys obviously had a bit of a, I wouldn't say a war, but in terms of like, you know, something, you know, you didn't want to happen, obviously happened in your guys' lives, you know, with one of the brothers, you know, and, you know, I know it can be difficult to talk about and stuff like that, but, you know, with the bro, you know, obviously, you know, going through what he went through and stuff like that. You know, are you guys comfortable talking about that?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the whole predicament he was in. He wasn't be able to talk about it. So I think if we talk about it,
same as a lot of people around the, you know, around their country. Like that's a big part of it. Is like, because it's a hard yarn.
Yeah.
And that's tough, what I was about to say, bro. Like, it's something that you don't want to talk about. You got to. Yeah. You feel better after.
I think you got to put that pride shit to the side and make it a different pride where it's like being true to your boys or true to your whānau and putting your feelings out there is the new pride, is the new gangster or the new fucking...
The new version of like being like being strong instead of being strong as in like I'm going to hold back these tears and just act like I'm all good and say I'm sweet when I'm not.
Yeah.
But to actually like in front of 6, 8, 10 people, whoever's close to you, to actually like properly say like, this is what's been going on, this is how I'm feeling, this and that, because that's like admirable. If somebody can do that, then the people watching go, oh, then I can do that as well, like, you know what I mean? And it's a hard yarn, and like, there's a lot of chat around, like, it's a very big problem we have in New Zealand, like, I forget the number, but it's well over 600 this year, young people taking their own lives.
She's
and
in
like,
the sevens, bro.
It's, it's a massive thing we have throughout this country, and if we can do anything to like in a minute, I want Tyrone to tell a story that he had a young fella approach him, you know, in the new year, which is wicked, and just in a minute. But man, like sharing something on Instagram about mental health, like that's wicked, good on you, you know. But the real thing is like that's kind of like easy, you can share it and that's your bit done, good on you, bro. But if you can take that to the next level, and like if you see somebody who's actually like you might suspect something here and there, like if you can actually have that hard yarn with them, like despite
break that,
you
ice
know,
that
break
barrier.
That ice, break that barrier, and like have that hard yarn and actually ask them the proper questions. Because when you're not feeling good and somebody asks you, oh, how are you, bro, you know, as you do, it's so easy to go, All good, bro.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Yeah, you don't want to say, I'm not well.
It's like the Kiwi way.
Yeah, good point.
It's like we need to change that. Instead of being like, instead of visualizing a strong Kiwi male as this big macho fella, like, you can be big and macho, but to be like a well-rounded, strong male, like, is to be able to talk about uncomfortable things without fear of judgment, without putting your vulnerabilities on the table.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because you don't get taught that, bro.
You don't get taught that, nah.
You know, and I think that's a hard part of it. You have to learn it.
I think that's part of being a male too, eh? Like, you know, you don't get taught it because we are supposed to be, well, what they say, tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like we're
you know, like that's, I mean, you know, you hear stories all the time, like gladiators and all that, you know, they're just tough, you know what I mean?
You know, Maldives are
warriors
too. Warriors
too,
you know? The islanders, you know, all warriors. We come from a bloodline of warriors, but now we've got a different fight. We've got, you know?
Yeah.
That's why for me, bro, like, you know, personally, I haven't been through any of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've never really gone through. The closest thing for me is when I lost my grandfather, bro. Like, because he was my closest, like, I'd say almost best friend. You know what I mean? Relative idol. You know, like, I respected him, you know, a million. You know, literally just wouldn't stop. And so that was probably the closest thing. But I really never really went through anything. Do you know what I mean? So for me to have these conversations, it is quite hard because, like, it's not, like you're saying, it's not something, it's not a normal, it's not normal to have it, you know, amongst, you know, men. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or young men especially, you know. I know it can happen to anyone and stuff like that. But the first time I actually really had a good conversation was actually with this guy. When I got him to jump on the podcast, and he was opening up about some of the shit he went through, and I was like, fuck, this is actually like, and so many people hit me up afterwards and was just like, I've never really, you know, heard people talk about it and be
related
real
to it.
And I was like, fuck, this is actually something that isn't really spoken of too much in terms of, you know, men being men and actually talking about it now.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you see it advertised heaps, you know?
Yeah.
And you see it, you know, like, you know, call this number, like, yeah, you know, that's all good and that's good. You know, they're creating awareness around it. But for someone to actually jump on and actually really talk about it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, bro. That's
100%, bro. 100%.
Bro, it does take a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, us being boys, it does take a lot of, like, strength to come out and say something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And especially, like, in the past month, like, just in the past month of going through it, like, it's still so raw. And even as soon as you see Jared, it's like you get the shivers throughout your whole body, bro, and your heart and everything. So, you know, someone you spend hundreds of hours with. And but, like, man, it's like just when those feelings come up, like, even in the past month for me, like, I'll be doing something at work, like, I can keep motivated and, like, keep busy and all that. But you just have times in the day where you look at the wall and you think of the bar and you got tears coming down your face. But not judging yourself and being like, just being okay with those feelings. Like, I'm only human, bro. Like, it's all, it's all good. It's all normal. Like, let yourself grieve. Like, let yourself feel those feelings when you, when you try to jam them to the side, you know, and like carry on. Like,
If anything,
like going through all this together as a crew, especially like, fuck, coming on the other end of it, bro, can only make you, what, you know, it's pretty hard to find something worse than that, you know, to have to go through. So.
Hard. I just, I don't know what it is. Especially in New Zealand, especially with like all the statistics and stuff like that. I feel like us as Kiwis, there's something about us where we're so accustomed to not sharing how we feel, and sort of like, or even just like speaking to your best mate or something like that. It's real tough, you know. It was hard for me, you know, when I was like.
Yeah,
you know, everyone goes through their shit, bro. And going through mine, bro, I just felt like, bro, people were telling me, man, like, it's all good. Like, speak to someone, bro. It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
And that's someone else's word saying that. You know, because anyone can say it.
Exactly, bro.
But doing it's totally different. Especially being in that emotion.
It's hard, involved, man.
In that little, that corner, that dark corner.
Because you just want to lock it up. When it stays there, it only piles up.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like we've got to normalize talking about it. I know people say it a lot and stuff like that, but that is actually the key, bro. Because you can speak to someone, bro, and they don't even need to have the answers. You know, as long as you're getting it off your chest, and as long as you're that weight off your shoulder, it might be a temporary weight, but as long as like you've told someone, it feels a lot better, bro.
Yeah.
It actually does, bro. It might seem like it doesn't, but bro.
100%, 100%, 100%.
It does, bro. And I feel like that can save someone's life, bro, just talking, man.
Yeah.
No, 100%. No, I'm happy you bring it up to Si, because, like, especially us talking about it as chums, like, I feel like a lot of people, they don't, like, if you only see us on Instagram, for example, you might just, it's like a Kiwi male, hunting, fishing, outdoors, bears, this and that, you know, but, like, it's a side that I guess, hasn't been seen enough, but, yeah, this is something that, like, we all pretty, you know.
It's raw, like you said, bro.
Yeah.
It's tough.
We kind of want to make our own change in the sense of how we do stuff.
Make an impact, you know.
If we do have, like, this platform that we've got, we've talked about this as, like, a group, you know. We want to do something with it. In that sense, you know.
We're trying to.
You'll figure it. You're puzzling it.
Share that yarn, bro, that you talked a few weeks ago about.
Yeah. So what's this yarn?
I was with my missus, Michaela, and we were down the line. I think this was 2 years ago, and I was camping with her whānau and stuff, and down Matarangi, and we're just chilling out at this campsite and stuff, and then this kind of like youngish lady comes over, and she kind of had kind of semi tears in her eyes, like just a little bit of eye water, and I was like, oh, what the hell? And me just thinking, oh shit, I've done something, I've fucked something, or I've, you know, whatever.
What have I done?
Oh shit, here we go. And then she's like, is someone here that's from the chums? And I was like, oh fuck. And she comes over, and then my missus' parents pointed to me, yeah, he is. You know, he's one of the owners, whatever. And then she comes over, and she's kind of bawling her eyes or whatever. She's like, oh my gosh, my nephew is such a big fan. He's had trouble with, you know, bad thoughts, kind of suicidal, I don't want to name anyone, suicidal kind of thoughts or whatever, or the way he went about himself, depression, you know, and quite young, you know. He was younger than me.
He would have been 15, 16, bro.
16, 17, yeah, coming up in those teenage
that
years.
Young
yeah.
man.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of males kind of, you know, struggle. And so she was going off me, and I went white in the face, and I just didn't know what to say. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, yeah, hard out. Well, where is he, you know? She said, follow me. We're just staying next to your guys' campground. And they had our Airbnb. We were camping on this little, like, property block that was empty, and they were in, like, Airbnb. So I went over there, and, oh, man, just seeing his face when he seen me, I was like, fuck, I'm just a normal guy.
Fuck.
Like, I'm nobody. Like, don't fucking get all starstruck with me. Like, it's all good, bro. And so when I went in and hugged him, and I said, bro, you're a chummer yourself. And he was just like, really? You know, like, he was blown away in that sense. And I was like, well, you are. You're about the same shit that I'm about. All it is just a name. You know, you're about the same aspect of life that I am. I was like, just keep running with what you got. Fuck. And he was just blown away. And then I fucking, you know, and then he already had his jumper on that he had.
Yeah.
And got some photos and stuff. And honestly, from that day dot, I knew that we had made it. We were kind of making a difference. Yep. Maybe it might have just been a small little percentage, but I didn't really see it before. That took me to
realize that to happen. Yeah.
This is actually something. It's not just a fucking page, and it's not just a laugh.
Yeah,
it actually, is something. Yeah. I didn't really look at it that way, and now my whole perspective has changed, especially after bro. Jared doing it. It's like, we've got a platform. Let's try and wiggle our way and try and make something different.
Yeah. Mm. You know?
Whatever way we choose, I don't know, we haven't kind of decided that, but.
For you to share that story too, man, it's awesome because it's impactful, you know? It shows.
It really broke my heart. At that time, it was pretty.
Bro, he called me straight away.
Hey.
Yeah. I was
in disbelief almost.
Bro, I was at work.
Honestly, I was just like, bro, this fuck.
I was at work, bro, and I got a call. It must have been like 10:30.
Yeah.
And when I picked up, I was like, yeah, bro, how's it? And he just, I thought someone had died, bro, because of his voice. It was like, he was just like,
huffing and puffing.
Yeah, it was real, real buzzy. And then he explained to me what had happened. And, you know, I was like, bro, that is wicked, you know, because we are.
Like, that means more than selling 1,000 jumpers. Yeah. Right? That means more than selling anything.
And
that, you know?
And that is, if that's it's awesome, one person. You know? 10 people or whatever.
It's massive, you know?
Even one, you know, you've done something good.
Yeah.
And because for us, we've usually been in the position where it's like it hasn't been a good thing, or like for someone to come up to us, it hasn't been for a good thing.
Yeah.
You know? And for it to be something like that, on the other end of the stick, it was actually like, you know, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was me.
Pretty moving, really.
Yeah. And that's why, like that's why it's cool now, because the bro will, like, he can call me, or like even like we went down to the beach not too long ago, and he like sat me down, like took me away from everybody else, and I never thought he would really be that type of guy, but like he legit sat there, and after our podcast chat, like he realized, I think, I don't know, maybe he clicked that fuck, I can actually talk to Si about anything, and then
it took a podcast to realize
and
that's something of yours that helped the bro
exactly,
and that's massive, that's me.
Yeah. And then, bro, I tell you, like, literally, like, we're just down at the beach here, down at the Browns Bay, and having a picnic takes me away from everyone, sits me down, and all of a sudden he's just letting me know about the recent stuff that's happened in his life. And I didn't expect it, eh? And I was just kind of like, oh, shit. Like, you know, that's when I realised, like, far out, this is actually, like, talking about it is good, whether it's on a podcast or just, you know, amongst the boys.
But now you're a safe haven for the bro.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something massive, bro, even if it's just one person.
Yeah. Mm. And it's a blessing, bro, you know? So, and that's why I do, you know, tell everybody, hey, out there, freaking, you know, if you can, you know, talk about it, you know, and obviously, you know, rest in peace to the bro, you know, Jazz, and you know, obviously, you know, lots of love to him and his whānau, but, you know, talk about it, because it is crazy, man, like, and it's something that I'm only learning more of, you know, as we're talking about, because I really don't really, you know, know
understand it fully.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's real.
Yeah.
It's a, for me, it's a weird subject.
It's very, like, overwhelming like a human being to sort of, you know, comprehend it, you know?
You want to keep going? You got it. Are you sure? Mm. Are you sure?
I think the hardest part, bro.
Yeah.
Especially getting that call, you know, that.
Fuck,
that's like,
cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Oh, bro, fuck, it's pretty ruthless.
Yeah.
You don't know what to feel, you know? And then going through that whole week where, you know, we had the bro. Fuck, it was tough.
Bro. Crazy, like a worst nightmare,
and
bro.
And
you know?
You get stuck in your own thoughts in those situations because you go, oh, what didn't I see? Or what could I have done? And I think that's where you get stitched up yourself, is if you keep dwelling on the what ifs and what ifs, because all the questions that you want answered went with the bro. You know, he took them with him.
That's right.
And you won't get them. So you can't find that.
You can't find
peace
in that.
So you have to think about the good stuff.
Yeah.
And the hardest part about it is the signs, eh? You know what I mean?
Bro,
it's trying to identify signs, even like some majority of the time you're not even looking for signs, because you know, what is it?
Exactly.
On the outside of someone, they're perfectly fine, and that's the worst part about it, is because is that like, let's say you have a mate that passes away, or you have someone that passes away, bro, like you'd never think that they're
can't expect it.
Exactly,
like,
bro.
Don't. Most of the times they just, no one, you hear about suicide, whatever, and it's like no one, oh, I never knew he would do that, or so and so. And then you try to piece the puzzle of like, where were the signs, or or
trying to think about stuff 10 years ago, what could I have done?
Yeah. You know, that type of stuff, and that kind of stuff that hurt me the most was the whole what could I have done, that type of shit. And that's the type of shit I've said to myself, I never want to dwell on.
But like I keep saying, we can just talk about like if anything, like we've done everything. Like we're the best, like, you know what I mean? Like we've done so much, like so many, you know, bring them a lot. Like, yeah, we done a lot. And it was like all the memories
of wicked, bro. I guess the kind of thing with Jazza was he wasn't into fishing. He was a kind hearted soul and he hated killing fish, bro. He was not a vegetarian, but he hated killing fish. He hated killing pigs. He thought that was not evil, but like I could never do that. Like his heart was too. Yeah, wouldn't too let him. Soft, you know,
even bugs, bro. Like even you know, bugs, squishing bugs, ant, yeah, and the bro would be like, bro,
but
like,
except for
you know,
bees. Hey, he hated bees, bro. Straight up,
back in the days, he was dead with my quad and big following, you know, Jazz, and ran over a wasp nest on my quad. 50 wasps, bro, sprang up. And the bro had like 50 wasps around his head, and I just see Big Jazz, bro, sprinting through the paddock, just getting stung. Jumped in the pool, he's almost passing out. Fucking
we were
wasps
combing
everywhere.
Wasps out of his hair, bro.
With the fly spray? Fly spray just all over his head.
You know?
Fuck, yeah, that was probably like, yeah, that, like that's a good 6-7. Maybe even 8 years ago, something like that.
I can't believe he actually, like, he wasn't into that, eh? Like, the fishing. No, I'm shocked. Yeah, I actually didn't know that.
That was him. Like, he wasn't. He was that.
Yeah.
That was just like how he was, you know? Yeah. Everyone's in a different ship, bro, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's right.
And
didn't
have the heart for it all, you know?
Yeah.
He just was too. He loved his heart
boys,
was too soft, and he was just.
Yeah.
You know, he loved, just loved the boys, you know? He
loved the boys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly that. But like I said, man. You know?
Yeah, it's been a tough month, bro, but we'll just keep going, bro.
Hard.
Doing what I do, stay tight. And fuck, you know, life goes on. You just got to work with each other, pick your heads up and carry on. And, like, when you do, like, even me and Jordan, Saturday night, we're at one of the boys' flat and there was a bit of music, this and that, and we sort of just sat aside, like, two people that were real close with Jared and just had a bit of a yarn, you know, like, kind of, like, talked about different, we think about him during the day and, like, just getting through it together, and that's what we keep doing, you know. And like somewhere at the end of the tunnel, that there'll be some peace somewhere, you know. You keep your head up, and like as I buried him, like the last time I seen his coffin, like burying him, bro, laying him in the ground, putting dirt on him. I said to his brother, like, "Well, let's go make the bro proud," you know. Like,
fuck yeah, bro.
You know it's fucking hard, bro. But it's it's the worst nightmare, bro. But it's reality, and what can we do? We just gotta stick together. Keep loving each other, keep tight, you know.
And spark the chat.
Spark the chat.
That's
and like
tough,
with our platform, sharks. like you're going through some shit, you message the chum's account, you message my account, we're going to reply. Someone's going to reply. Anything we can, like it's like I say, the one fella that make a difference, that's worth, like that one young boy that met you that day, like, you know, he'll never forget that, bro. And that could be the little thing that sparks his mind to change, and all of a sudden there's one less suicide, you know. And like something like that, that means more than 100,000 Instagram followers, like as many like selling
sales,
jumpers,
yeah,
anything
yeah,
you want, you know, stuff like that's way more important.
And it's also like a chain reaction almost, there, because you could talk to someone and get them out of something, and they feel like if someone's going through something that passes on to them, and they know exactly what made them feel really good and what sort of like
if they made it out the other end, they're way stronger than anyone else.
Exactly, bro. And when you create that chain reaction, you save more lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all it takes is just a fucking talk.
100%.
That's all it takes.
Especially
bro.
As young males, like growing up, similar, like you know what? Like if someone's going through some really tough times, much of the time, you've been through something. So like you might have gone through something similar, or you know just being that similar age, being that similar upbringing, and bits and pieces like that. Like you sort of
can relate.
Yeah, you can relate, and it's easier to talk about it than some. Like no shade on no counselors, nothing like that. But it's easy to talk about it than someone you've never met before.
You know, if you're not a very open person.
Yeah. That was like with me, bro. When I was going through school, I went through the counselor stuff and stuff like that. But that was, you know, and yeah, not shouldn't not throwing any shade on them. But that's it. That was the, you know, that was their job, and they didn't know me from a bar of soap.
Yeah.
How can they relate to what you know I was doing at that time or what I was going through at the time? And I respect them because someone's got to do it. and it does help a lot of people, but I couldn't. I found my comfort in my boys, because my boys could talk to me, or I could talk to my boys, and they knew, you know, they knew what the stuff was.
So in other words, like, I think we all know, like, the key message is, like, break those walls, break the barriers, and actually, like, make the effort to actually really check in.
Have those uncomfortable, you know? Like, make that uncomfortable yarn comfortable. You know,
but that's the truth. That is the truth. Yeah,
it is.
And I appreciate you fellas, you know, actually talking about that, because as we've mentioned, you know, it's a tough topic to talk about, man. Yeah. It's a weird topic to talk about sometimes, you know, and especially for me. But as I talk about it more with, like, the bro, like, you know, Moe or you know, my mate Andy, it does make it easier. Like, it actually does. Yeah. And it is part of our normal conversations now, you know, like, how are you? Like, 100%. not how, you know, are you, like, you know, on a joking level, but how are you actually, you know?
Yeah.
And so then, you know, obviously we are actually, you know, able to really break down walls and, you know, actually really see what is going on, you know, in people's lives. So
one last thing I'll touch on.
Oh, bro, we got all the time in the world, bro. 24 hours left on this, bro. So keeps the memory in this, bro.
One thing about the bro Jazz was he, like, the, and this is something that I've started doing. I definitely have started doing it. Is he would tell you he loved you if you know, before you left, or before, you know, or when he, even when he seen you. But it was most of the times when you were leaving, he would always say, "I love you, bro." You know, and
love you, bro.
Well, that you know, one of the bros was saying, you know, for a Māori male, you don't really, you're like, "Oh yeah, I love you too," but you know. But then, you know, I wish that was the last thing that I said to my bro. So that's what I've started to do, because I want that to be that, you know. I want that to be the last thing that I say to someone, you know. Because I do, you know, you got
to
say you love
him. He would always say, like, this is what he would used to say to me. Every time he'd see his old man, he'll go, "Oh, love you, Dad," or "love you, Pops." And he'll go, always go to me, like, because he was a couple of years older than me. So when we were younger, it was almost like he was like an older brother, almost like a, you know, just like an older figure. And like,
because he had all the cash, he was the first one to get a job out of you.
He used to drive us around, bro. First one to have his license.
Yeah. I'm older than these boys, though. Yeah, he's got a baby face.
Yeah.
But, fucking creep.
Good looking.
Yeah. You know, because I live next door. I'm right next door to Jezza and the Dixons. And I live next door to Johnny. And so we're at the end of Sussex and Riverhead. And Jezza was the first one to get mahied out. And, like, get a car. What do you have,
though? Little Corolla.
Out of their crew. Like, he was the first one to get cashed up, you know, and get a Corolla, have money to go to Macca's and shut the boys or whatever, you know. When these boys are still at school, you know, and they're like, "Fuck, got no coins."
And he would always say, he would always just go to me. I remember it so clear. Like, he would say, "Coolie," like, that's what he called me. He would always go, "Oh, you know, I always tell the people I love them. That I love them, because you never know when they're going to go."
Fuck.
Real, bro. For real.
And
fucking, I took that on board, real, and, like, every time I seen Jared, I always showed him that, you know?
Yeah.
Like we give each other, we roast the hell out of each other. Like, sometimes we're pretty mean to each other. You know what I mean? Like,
but in a good way.
But with Jared, it was all respect, bro. Like, no one would ever be like,
and that's the thing with us boys, with us chums, respect, is, like, we roast the fuck out of each other. And, like, I think, in my sense, it makes us harder, because, as in, like, emotional sense, because if you were to go out of town and someone go, "You're a fucking dickhead," or, you know, "You look like a mung bean," or whatever.
Don't take it serious, you know?
Don't take it serious, because, fuck, we've been called, like, that a million times with the bros. It's like, we'll just strike it off. Fucking, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all love at the end of it, you know. It's fucking, it's all,
because we take the piss out of each other a lot. Like, you're not, probably not hearing it now.
You say, "Haha, I'm going to put that on the next t-shirt."
Like, for instance, like, the bro here, he's actually not Māori, he's Indian.
He's Indian, yeah. Mm.
Hey?
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Sri Lankan.
Nah.
Fuck off. Gee, I was about to say. You have a Māori tattoo, bro.
Imposter.
Oh, shit, you almost got me, bro. I was like, what?
Nah, but, like, that type of shit. No, we're not being racist or anything. Fuck. But, you know, just that type of shit. It's like, fucking...
You need it every once in a while.
No, you definitely do, man. You definitely
kind of straightens you up a bit in a way.
No, again, boys, I appreciate you guys talking about that side of stuff, eh?
Thanks for asking about it, bro.
That's good, bro.
Well, it helps us too, bro.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Yeah, because it's still like, you know, it's still like a couple of weeks ago we were with him, you know? Yeah, so.
And that's still talking about it as well, eh? Mm-hmm.
Exactly, bro.
It's trying to change it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Obviously, we do want to move away from obviously talking about that, because I do want to talk about, you know, some of the cool stuff that goes on at Chums and stuff. Right. And we've briefly touched on that and stuff like that. And you guys are really well known, obviously, for your hunting and fishing and stuff. You've briefly mentioned, obviously, you know, where it all started, how you guys got together and all that. But, man, what are some actual, you know, some good stories that you guys have had along that whole journey of being Chums? You know, some of the fish you guys have been catching, like how did it all happen in the first place? Like, individually, you know, you three. Yeah. Individually, how did you guys get into the whole fishing scene, the hunting scene and stuff like that? Was it through parents, friends, what is it?
Oh, it was mostly who we were growing up with at the time, because he's one of the older boys, and then there's boys that are older than him,
and there's boys older than him,
because we live in like this place where it's like a real big community of
it's changing love. Now, but
Fawn 2 Riverhead, that's our community, bro, you know, tight knit,
and I think it just started with seeing the older boys doing it, you know, and then getting that opportunity to go with them. And then we did get a bit of help on the way from our my bro Stud's old man, Uncle Bryce. He passed away
2 years ago, two years ago.
Brain cancer.
2 years ago, tumor, See, that was a hard one for us as well.
He got us all into... Because we were all bait fishermen.
Like, you know how you go to the gas station buy bait? We were just all bait fishermen.
We used to go to the West
and then
Coast.
Bryce, thing, huh? Stud, he, it's, like, it's a, like a little rubber. I don't know if you know about fishing, but you know.
But he's the one who got us into that sort of fishing, and that's when we started getting bigger fish.
And it's just like the upbringing, like before we had boats, went out fishing, like we would be in the river caked in mud head to toe, setting the net, catching a few mullet, go up to the bro's house, smoke them, like started off small, you know, and gradually just got more and more, and then all sort of together you sort of just get into one thing, and then like it was wicked, bro. Like, I don't think there's anyone out there who can be on the water in a beautiful day catching a big fish and they go, I hate this.
It's pretty good, you know what I mean?
And you all sort of just get into it together, and like it just gets more and more and
more. Hate it or love it.
What I respect a lot about the way you guys fish too is, well, from what I've seen at least, is more like you catch some monster fish, man, but you release them as well, you know, and like a lot of people, you know, when they catch something like that, you know, who aren't necessarily all, you know, knowledgeable of the whole, you know, scenery of fishing and stuff like that, they just take it home straight away. But but I've actually noticed that a lot of yous actually, you know, like you catch and release a lot.
I think it's the aspect of us fishing so much that we've always got fish in the fridge, so it's like, you know, we don't need any more.
It's also the respecting thing too, because like how you're raised, like Māori, I'm Croatian, like I'm Delhi, like it's a big thing to live off the land, respect the land, you know. You look after the land, the land will look after you, look after you, you know.
Absolutely.
So like, even though it seems like a lot, we're taking from the land by out of everyone, like we care for it so much, you know.
So much.
In terms of
just looking after
anything, looking after the land, you know, and like that's all just a respect.
Because it's something
thing, you know?
That you don't want to go away, bro.
You don't kill a big animal and go, oh yeah, I just get, you know, it's a respect thing. Like, you think,
although
like,
people might see it like that,
but it's not.
Honestly,
you know?
They see it. Yeah.
They gave their life for the kai.
We've had vegans fucking go at us, man, on our page.
But it's really the most sustainable way to do it. Like, you're out there, you know, doing what human beings do thousands of years ago.
It's not farmed and fucking.
You give back to Tangaroa, Tangaroa will give back to you.
That's why
I see a lot of people who go go get kinas, and their first kina they give back to the Tangaroa. They crack it open.
First fish is always released, you know?
Yeah, your hard. That's mean.
And like, it's all utilized, like, nothing, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people will just whip the fillets off a snapper, but, like, it's like, they're the fillets and then do the wings, the and then you do
there
the frame.
There is so much on a fish, bro. Yeah. People take him home and eat it. Cook the heads or something. Do something with it.
Do the heads. Do the frames. You can utilize the whole fish.
It's a delicacy.
The ship bag, bro.
Yeah, that's what you want to eat.
Sucker bag.
What, eat the guts?
Yeah, bro, the ship bag.
You eat the guts?
Well, no one else does.
The snapper's cooking. No one
eats it. Is that a Sri Lankan thing?
traditional. Traditional.
Oh, no. Yeah. Traditional.
It's a respect thing.
It's a respect.
Yeah, traditional Sri Lanka.
No, you're on it.
That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, good shit.
I needed that. I set myself up there.
No, you're totally right, bro.
That's mean. That's mean.
But yeah, quite often, like, it's easy to get that perception of it's like, people, that's probably another thing that people don't see is that, like, ultra, like, love and respect that is we have for the land, you know? I've never, I grew up around fishing and that with my pop, but it was never the same as, like, with the boys. Like, it was always like, yeah, I love it, but it was never like, oh, shit, this is, you know, this is it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
It's different with your mates of your same age and the same thing, and you guys buzz off each other.
Yeah.
You know, oh, he caught a mean one. Fuck you, bro. I'm getting a bigger one.
Yeah.
You know, it's all that kind of fucking hierarchy shit. What, in a good way.
The adrenaline, the rush.
It
keeps you going.
Yeah. And you just never know what you're going to think. Like when me and Nob were out, and Nobby were out last Monday, you know, we're just doing our thing. Nobby, in the meantime, fishing. Yeah. Kevin Locke, one of the bros. Yeah. And next thing, bro, he's like, what's that? Turn around, bro. 10-meter whale, like breaching this high out of the water.
Yeah, and then Kevin Lockie jumped off thinking he was whale rider.
Yeah. And we haven't seen him since.
Yeah. He's gone.
He's gone.
Off to France. Shout out Kevin Lockie.
He's probably trying to get in all the fishing with you fellas before he can go, eh?
No, same time though, like, you know, so many people would never see shit like that their whole life.
Absolutely,
That's wicked, bro, just being surrounded by nature, fucking good for your mind.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, and it's also being surrounded by something that is a lot greater than you. You know, like you know, you're so insignificant compared to what is in front of you out there, bro.
Yeah,
and that's the cool. That's what I like about it. Is like you're a speck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why you do give it the love and respect that it needs, because it can get pretty hairy out there sometimes. We've had some close calls and whatnot, and then but that always makes you realize, shit. You know?
Yeah. That respect. Oh, shit. Yeah. Out on the West Coast. Oh, hell. Oh, fuck.
Bro, every time launching off Mudiwa, man. It's
do you go off on the main beach on the left?
Yeah.
Just straight on.
Honestly, it's.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Bro, that's where I fish too, is Mudiwa as well. But on a kayak, I just go straight off on that area there. But with the bro, I don't know if you know a fella named Fraser. Fraser, what's the last name?
Marcus.
Fraser Marcus. Oh, Fraser Carr.
Fraser Carr.
Bro, he's out those ways too. He is, bro.
I think you might be talking about Oriwa.
Yeah.
No, he must be pretty hard to if you're going off mods with a kayak.
Kid you not, bro. Okay. He does it. He does it heaps.
Nah, we see a few of them.
You've been off there.
Yeah, I've been off there. Bro, that's the only place I go. Either there. But obviously, like, we can go down to the far side where it's calm, right?
Mm.
But obviously, we try and time it when the
Get the swell's low.
Yeah,
pedal
far
hard.
Up, bro. Yeah.
Well, you got those waka arms,
eh? Yeah,
I wish. Yeah, shit. Oh, Sri Lankan.
He's the fastest bowler in Sri Lanka.
It's all that good, eh?
That's why no one goes out there, is because some of the states.
Oh, it's terrible, bro. It's a great place to lose your truck, lose your boat. No, it's not to be taken for granted, lightly at all. I would not recommend it unless you're heavily experienced. It's fucking big waves, big rips.
Because even the most experienced.
Oh, yeah.
Known some people.
Back in a few years ago, I caught one wave over the side. A little bit of salt water got through my engine, almost a brand new engine. $8,000 insurance payout. Yeah. Straight away, whole engine seized. Like, shit can go wrong so fast. So, if you've, unless you're extremely confident and got a lot of experience, then hit it. But it can go wrong real fast, you know.
That's the wicked part about that place, bro. Is like, there is no boat ramps or access, you know? Like, and that's why how it is out there at the moment. Like, it's wicked, bro. You can go out there for half an hour and you've got to feed.
Yeah.
You know?
That is why, like, you know, people watching this, don't think I do it by myself, because I don't. I make sure I go out with the bro, Fraser, because he is knowledgeable of it, and that's the only time I will go out in that area. Cause
and there's been
honestly,
times when we've gone out, bro, and got to the beach and gone, nah.
Yeah,
and you just turn around, you look at the beach, you count the sets, you know, look at it and go, oh, okay.
It's not worth losing.
Or lose your fucking $30,000, no, $40,000, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Like about maybe 2 months ago, something like that, I was at the beach with my missus, kid you not, five year little, you know, little dinner set up, crayfish on the back of the truck, and she's like, it was dark. No, it was dark, and she's like, man, there's someone in the water there. And I was like, oh, whatever, I see this fella. old boy with a tinny just trying to, they'd come back in and he was holding it and it was pitch black and his mate had gone to get the truck and you could see he was having a hard time, tried to go back out through the sets to like sit behind the breakers before he come back in at night. Went out and I was just like, I was telling Andy, I was like, oh, it's over, so he's fucked, you know. Come up, boom, and come up vertical, watched him flip his boat. Next minute, he's just out there in the sets. His mate come, I was like, bro, your mate just flipped this thing. And then he's yelling out. I just whipped all my kit off, bang, ran in the water. I'm like up to my neck in the water. And I'm telling this guy, just let go. He's trying to hold onto his boat. I was like, bro, ditch the boat. Just come in, man. Fuck your boat. And he was holding onto the anchor rope, ended up pulling the whole thing in. And it was like just a hell of a drama. But, you know.
Wait, so he saved the boat? You're saying he pulled
pretty
in?
Pretty much, yeah. It was only a small setup, like a little tinny, but...
But still.
Yeah, he'd had a tough time if I didn't help him. Like, fuck it, God knows, you know, but...
Far
shit up. Like that can happen like that, you know, if you're not careful.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hard.
It's a choot-choot on a glass flute, eh?
You got to know your limits, eh, when you're out there as well, eh? Like, far out. When you need to let go of your boat, and if it's got to save your life, bro. You have to do it.
Your life's more important than a boat, you know?
I think money's fuck all when it comes to that.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. I do want to ask before kind of wrap all this stuff up, you know, with your clothing line and everything that you got, you know, going on and stuff. You know, have you guys thought about what is next, you know, with all of that? And, you know, design-wise, or, you know, have you got a collection dropping, or has a new one dropped recently and stuff like that?
So we're waiting on our next drop, which has been a bit of a kind of fuck-up in a sense.
Just with COVID.
Because of lockdown.
COVID and shit and stuff, and it comes from overseas in China, which is where it came from, if you didn't know.
That's right, it just speaks Mandarin.
Came from the bat. Hey.
Who's the bat? Him.
The cricketer. Sri Lankan bat.
Half
bat, half Sri Lankan.
He can bowl so fast that flying bat, he'll hit it.
Yeah.
Drop it out of the sky.
We've got a bat and a rat. So,
and a creep. Absolute creep. He's like 35, 36 years old. Hanging out with bloody 20-year-olds.
You're the one rubbing my leg. Fuck.
But no, yeah, we've got some stuff that is getting made right now. Mm. And it should... Well, we got promised it was going to be here in December, but...
Start of December,
but it's looking pretty...
A bit delayed, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Which is... It's a bit of a stitch-up because you know...
We'd like to drop it now.
It's a pretty long process, the whole designing...
Because we're changing every design.
Yeah, yeah. And design.
Always. Constantly.
Yeah, bro.
We're trying to, you know, bring out new designs, you know, because people want a new kind of design. They want to buy the same one or them up, you know. So I think,
Yeah, but that will be soon, so, yeah.
That's mean. For everyone watching, where can people find you guys?
Social media.
Pornhub.com.
Fastest bowlers in Thailand, bro. Nah.
Watch Sri Lankan cricket highlights and you'll find the bro.
Now, all social media platforms.
OnlyFans, eh?
OnlyFans.
My man. Fish on Fish.
Fish on Fish. I like that.
Now, we're on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I don't know the...
What's your handle?
ChumsNZ. What's the handle?
ChumsNZ, I think.
ChumsNZ,
yeah. And then on the Instagram page, there's a link there. You click that, it'll take you straight to the online
Chums,
you know,
website. Online.
Yeah, we've all got it here too, so...
There it is.
We've got a tattoo.
Get a close-up on that.
There's no going back now.
There's no going back now.
We're all fucked.
Do all of you have it?
There's a majority of them. A couple of them are still scared, so...
Yeah.
Ribs, but tender.
Tender, man.
Those are the prospects, eh?
Yeah.
You guys are patched up already, eh?
Pumatua status. There it is. Matua chum.
Nah,
thanks for having us, man.
Nah, brothers.
Sorry it was a bit up. A bit late.
An hour late.
Boys, it's been awesome having you fellas on, and just to share a little bit about you fellas. Obviously, you know, the mental health side of things and stuff like that, but also just what Chums is, man. So, you know, wish you guys all the best, you know, with the Chums journey. And obviously, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there, man, that are obviously following you guys and keen to continue to follow yous, and obviously probably want to be a chum one day, so you never know, man.
Well, everyone's got a bit of chum running through their mind.
Everyone's got
But no, thank you for having us, bro, and good luck with your New junior over to Aussie.
Yeah,
take the podcast over
there. Keep it going.
Make sure you rip chums hard over in Aussie.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
We want to see all your tats on your face.
On your chin, you know.
I'm just glad you finally have been on a podcast, man. I'm honestly shocked that you guys haven't even.
Well, no, yeah, we'll see. You know what I mean? It's like, no, the motherfucker wants us on there. I think maybe because they kind of see the lingo or see the carry on, maybe a bit of the stories. Maybe I don't know.
That's what makes podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what makes podcasts, bro.
But I think everyone's a bit too PC or a bit scared. All I smell is fear.
I think it's PG, my bro.
Nah, I think they've got something against Shalankans.
Sorry, I fucked that up. PG.
I think it's PG.
PG.
No more cronus. Nah, shut up, brother.
Do you actually reckon that? Sorry, before we do run that.
He's trying to run that. What the fuck are you trying to get out
of here? Bro, I'm driving. I'm not even driving.
I think he's a wanted man.
Yeah, but seriously, like. Is that, do you reckon that is because you've been on some docos, though, eh? Like, I've seen you on one of the docos on Mighty Television.
They took a lot of shit out. It was good in a sense, but I think they took a lot of stuff out that we really like was about us. Yeah. They kind of took it into a, was it not PC? PG?
PG.
Yeah.
Which, that's something that we've had to.
Fair enough. It's all stock standard.
It's all for
enough.
Kids and
it's got to sell, I guess.
Exactly.
It's not really what we were about kind of thing, but it's all good.
But at least
we've got to adapt.
Yeah.
But we do still stay true to our roots as well. Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad that obviously like that's what things like this, like for me anyway, I'd rather have you being fully, you know, who you are and what you guys are about, because that's what this is about.
It is
anyway.
The first kind of platform we've kind of been
out of
apart from our vlogs and stuff like that. But I mean on a podcast,
Well, but first, fuck, but I'm glad, you know, and obviously, you know, I'm glad to have met obviously you fellas all. I mean, get to see you fellas again, man. It's been a while, man. So
what you get for a while.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
camera. So we'll just take all.
So what's the plan now, anyway? So once you do your thing over in Aussie, and are you going to try work your way up?
Well, hopefully it works out, bro. Like,
Well, like, what's your main goal in a sense?
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah, crack it, bro.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm going over to Cup A and crack it. Do well over there. Make sure I just have my head on my shoulders, you know. And obviously, get my head.
Have you guys seen this guy play?
Yeah, I've been hurt to play with him. Told about it, but my dad's a league head. My dad's a league head.
I've seen you play, mate. Kumu.
Yeah, we've all been at the, obviously Kumu together and stuff. We used to play and stuff. So, I'm not that great, but you know.
Buddy,
but you just want to work your way up the ranks and go. And what you're going to be playing for? Aussie or
I'll play here. I'll play fully.
Like, so you don't want to be ops or?
He said when he gets off the planes, he's going to buy himself a couple tens.
You want to play for Aussie or?
A couple tens and a couple
track suits,
bum bag, and just say Ashay.
Oh, he's going to be Ashay boy.
No way, bro. Nah, I'll
you'll come back
to your roots and play for the Kiwis.
Come back and say
to get up. There?
Yeah. No, absolutely, bro. And even if the dream is also to play for Samoa as well. And if I had the opportunity,
I was a bit suspect. I didn't want to say, cheer
my Sri Lankan.
I was like, I've seen you at Brown and stuff, but
yeah, bro. That's the plan anyway. I'll see where it goes. But other than that, man, just enjoy life while I'm at it. The bro wants to be. He was just saying it before as you guys rocked up.
He
wants
to be.
Can you guess?
Builder.
Build ups.
Oh, bro. Nah, he actually wants to, he's taking on boxing real hard,
this coming season. Good on you, bro.
Yeah. So he
I see you and Hezbollah got the resemblance.
That's
on
my
you,
boy.
Bro.
That's
good
my boy.
You.
Yeah.
Nah, hard. So no more footy for me. Retired, officially retired. But nah.
Fuck. Hang up the boots, pick up the gloves.
That's the one, bro. How good is it having these guys on, bro?
Mean.
Nice shot for heaven.
We basically covered sort of everything, eh?
In a sense.
Yeah.
Quite a lot, yeah.
We could yabber and jabber.
We could do another 8 different podcasts. Mm. One about diving, one about hunting, one about this. But
You guys are naturals, bro. Honestly.
Sweet
bloody naturals.
Nah, boys, looking forward to having you guys on in the future as well, eh? Because I'll definitely get you guys on, eh? Because you guys are, good for a young man. And love to see what comes, out of chums, in the future and stuff. So, boys,
For sure.
Appreciate you jumping on, man, and we'll catch you guys soon.
You got to take us out on the boat sometime.
Oh, you got gas money.
Bro, I don't need a rod, bro. I just jump in there with my bare hands.
Ooh.
Chuck Norris who?
Oosh.
I'm Chum Norris.
Oh, he's Chuck Norris.
That's pretty good, bro. See how you're
just drink your beer, bro. Just drink your beer. Now, Sweet Brothers, yeah, mean, eh? All good.
Shout out,
Shop Boys.
Cheers, my crew.
Oh, yeah. Proper one. Some butter.